Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to God's Favorite Ministries. Yes, this is your host, Minister Janice Williams. I'm sitting in for Pastor Vivian George. We are just grateful to have you with us today. Yes, yes. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are just grateful today. Yes, we are grateful. We are grateful for the many blessings that he has bestowed upon us. We are grateful today. Yes, because if it had not been for Jesus, where would we be? We are grateful. Yes, yes, yes. I am redeemed. Yes, I have been bought with a price. Glory to God, bought with a price. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, we give him praise tonight. Yes, we do. We just thank him for this glorious day. We have just been praising God all day, thinking of his blessings that he has bestowed upon us. Glory to God, yeah. Staying in that spirit of adoration and worshiping and just acknowledging him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. Tonight I will be sitting in for Pastor George, which is an honor for me to sit in her chair. It is truly a blessing that I can assist whenever it's needed. Glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. We will just looking to see if Sister Peggy was going to tune in with us. And we know that Sister Peggy is usually here and gives the announcements for the show. Yes, yes, yes. She gives the announcements for God Favors Ministries. But we will move on. And we do know that there are so many things that are going on in the world that are negative things, but there are positive things that are going on in the world also. Yes, 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 yeah. Someone is holding their newborn baby this very minute for the first time. Some 1 or 2 year old just took their first step today. Glory to God. Yeah. Somebody just learned how to ride a bicycle. Yeah, these are good things that are happening. Someone just got that promotion that they have been working hard for. Glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. And someone has just accepted Christ in their life. Glory to God. We just give God all praise. We give him all honor. Yeah. Yes. Someone has just became very curious about who that Jesus is. What about that? What about that? Someone just became so interested and wanting to know who is that Jesus. Yeah, these are good things that are happening. Good things that are happening all around the globe. Yeah. We just give him praise tonight because we know that in Christ we have liberty. You know, in Christ we have joy. We have peace in him. Yes, yes, yes. And we just thank him for everyone that's with us this evening. And we're going to move right on into our prayer. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today, God, thanking you, Lord, for just allowing us to be present and accountable for. We just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your son, Jesus, who died on that cross. He could have came down, but he chose not to. But he came down later. Oh, glory to God. Like one of my kids said today, that Jesus was just killed. Premeditation. That's what he called it. He said it was premed. I say, right, you're right. It was premeditated. It was planned, yeah. It was calculated. Yes, you're right. So we just want to just thank God today, because Jesus could have came down and we wouldn't have been, we wouldn't have had no Savior. We would have been lost. Yes, we would have been lost. We would have perished, all of us. But he chose to stay. And we're just grateful today, Lord. We are just grateful today. We are grateful for the many blessings that God has bestowed upon us. He's, the main blessing is life itself. Second chances. Oh, God, we thank you for just allowing us to have a second chance. We thank you, Lord. Yeah, we're grateful today. We are grateful. We are grateful for all that you do, all that you do that we see, all that you do that we don't see. We know that you are working it out in our behalf. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are truly, truly, truly grateful. Yes, yes. We lift you up. We exalt your name, O God. Every chance we get, we will exalt you. Every chance we get, we will let someone know that there is a reality in serving a true and a living God. If it's no more than Jesus loves you, and so do I, we will glorify the Most High God. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Master, we know that today we have sickness and we have diseases that are plaguing all over the land, oh God. But, Master, we know that you came to heal. You came to set us free, God. Master, we thank you. We thank you, God, for your healing, your virtue, power that you have bestowed upon us, God. We thank you, God. Oh, we thank you, Master. We thank you for your protection, oh, God. Yes, we thank you, God. We know that we have military servicemen who are all over the nation, oh, God. And you're protecting them. You're keeping them, Master. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for taking care of their children back at home, oh, God. Thank you for taking care of those spouses, Master. Thank you, God. Oh, yes. So we can have freedom, God. Master, we are grateful. Many times it seems that we're not grateful, God. But we are grateful. We are grateful today. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. We're just grateful. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for the big things that you do and the small things also, because we know that if it had not been for you, where would we be? Yeah. I thank you, God. I thank you, Master, when I see that there, I'm looking for a parking space and I can't find any, and all of a sudden, there is a spot, and it's just been waiting there for me. I know it was you. Hallelujah. Give you praise today. Yeah. Thank you, God, for all your many blessings that you have showered all around us, God. As we slumbered and we slept, oh, God, you kept angels around us, God, that protected us, oh, God. Master, we can't get along without you. We need you. We need you every minute. We need you every second. We need you every hour. Yeah. And we thank you, God. We know that our children are getting ready to go to school. The teachers are preparing the classrooms, God. We ask, Master, that you take care of our teachers, God. Protect and keep our teachers, Master. Look upon our children, oh, God. Protect the classrooms, oh, God. Keep them on alert. Let the children have a spirit of learning, oh, God. A desire to learn, God. And do their best in school. Oh, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that we're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. Yes, we are. In Jesus' holy name. There is no other name by way that men can be saved, but only through the name of Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you, God, for Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you. I could just give you praise all alone by myself. I was on a crooked road, oh, God. I had no God on my side. Oh, God. But I thank you, Master. Oh, Master, I thank you. I thank you for coming into my heart, oh, God, and showing me how to get on straight street, oh, God. I'm grateful today. In Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen. Yeah, we thank him. We are grateful. We're going to move on into what God has for us today. Yeah. And this is a very interesting topic that I'll be sharing with you. Yeah, this is very interesting. It was very interesting to me when it was given to me. And it is titled, yeah, it's titled, Save Me From Myself. Now, are you listening with me? Save me from myself. Glory to God. How many of us know that we are self-destructing? We are self-destructing. Yeah. We're getting ready to blow up because we are self-destructing. Listen to this. Advertising research reveals that emotional response to an ad has far greater influence on a consumer. Who is the consumer? The consumer is we are. We are the consumers. Okay? Positive emotions towards a brand have far greater influence on consumers, their loyalty, their trust, and other judgments, which are based on a brand. Yeah, yeah. So what am I talking about here? What are we talking about? Tonight we're talking about emotional shopping. Ooh, can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Emotional shopping. Yes. Are you one who buys an item because it's on sale or because you need it? Are you someone who overspends at the store and needs to borrow money from one bill because you use the money on something that you should not have purchased? Are you the one who tries to get home first before your spouse gets in because, most of you know what I'm getting ready to say, because you need to hide something you should not have purchased. Yeah. But in doing this, I'm just going to say this real quick. In doing this, one thing we forget. We quickly forget that we cannot hide from our Almighty, our Almighty God. He sees all and he knows all. Yeah. Are you the one who looks at the alcoholic or the drug addict and say, I will pray for it for them? But you can't stop picking up on things you really don't need in the store. Look at that. What comparison did you see in that? Did you see any comparison? The alcoholic who is always in need of that drink, the drug addict who is always in need of that fix. Look at that. And some of us who are always in need of buying something. And many times something we don't need. Yeah. Now when God gave me this, I said, oh, God, you want me to talk about this? Oh, God, I'm going to have enemies. I'm going to have enemies. But God says, these are my people. Mm-hmm. And I desire my people to be set free. Listen to me, brother. Listen to me, sister. He says, well, my sister, my brother, you are at the right place. You're at the right place. You're at the right place this evening. Do you feel upset about this? Hopefully, it's only going to be for a moment that you're going to be upset. Because before it's over, you're going to understand how great and powerful the love of God is for you. Glory to God. Yeah. Have you justified your purchases to your spouse? Do you try to justify? What I mean when I say justify, you try to explain why it was so necessary to buy this, that we needed this. This was on sale. I had been watching this, and it had been, the price would never go down. But this particular time, this particular day, the price was down. Sound like anybody? Well, God is saying, He is in tune to you, my brother and my sister. Yeah. And I say my brother and my sister because women, we're not alone with this. They have some brothers who shop too, okay? They have some brothers that shop. He says he's sending me to you, to your listening ear, to tell you that you're out of control. You're out of control. That's what God is saying. When you can feel justified with hiding a purchase that you made and you deliberately go and seek and put it somewhere, but you're the one who sits in church on Sunday, who hears the word of God, who hears the minister tell you that God is everywhere, but just for this particular moment, He's not watching you hide this item. Come on, my sister. Come on, my brother. Listen up. You're in bondage. This is what God is saying. You are in, and He, being the God He is, glory to God. He wants to set you free. He wants to set you free. He wants to set me free and you free too. Glory to God. Yeah. Emotional shopping is dangerous, and Christians are falling as victims too. Satan's tricks are very cunning, very cunning, and we are falling. We are being victimized. But all before, God had prepared us. I'm talking to my sisters and my brothers who are believers in Christ. Yeah. I mean, I'm coming into the church right now. I'm in here with you. Yeah. The sisters and the brothers who are in church. Yeah. Who hear the Bible study, who sits in Sunday school, who may even the word. Glory to God. The trick is designed to keep you without. The trick is designed to keep you in lack. Yeah. Are you listening? To keep you in lack. To keep you without having. Yeah. That's the trick. That's the trick. Anybody have too many of anything? Two or three items you really don't need? You really thought about once you got in and you said, wow, maybe I shouldn't have picked that up. Wow, maybe I'll bring that back to the store. Come on now. And look, God sees you. He knows who you are. He knows your address. He knows every hair you have on your head. He knows you. Now, for him to give me this, for him to tell me this is what you teach today, this is what you teach my people. See, he already done taught this to me. Now, what you saying? What are you saying here? What am I saying? When I go into the store, the Holy Spirit goes in the store with me. I don't go in the store by myself. The Holy Spirit is present. He's with me. And when he goes in the store with me, if I pick up something, the Holy Spirit will say, do you need that? Hello. The Holy Spirit will say, do you need that? Are you listening? Most of the time I'll say, do I need that? Okay, let me think. Okay. Because see, right then I know if he asks me, do I need it? I know I don't need it. He know I don't need it. That's what he's saying. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. People, listen. We need his Holy Spirit to lead and guide. Don't we? Don't we say we need that Holy Spirit to lead and guide us? Yeah. That's what we say. Well, here is the great opportunity to allow him to do his job. Let him lead you, and let him lead you to where you no longer have all this stuff in your house that you don't need. Let him guide you. And this is what he wants us to realize, that we're in this trick. It's a physical trick, and it's a spiritual trick as well. Yeah. And what I mean by a physical trick? Well, for one thing, the retailers, they trick us. This is their store. They want us to buy. So they try to trick us into buying something. Yeah. Notice all the items at the checkout. Think about the checkout. All are designed and placed right there for you. They placed right there for us. I look at that myself. I see it all the time. Because you're standing in line, and of course they hope that you do stand in line. Right, because they don't want it to be too fast because you won't pick up anything. So you're waiting. Yeah, you're waiting. You're standing right there and you're waiting. Yeah. So all of a sudden, you claim to be so thirsty. Yeah. But notice, you only become so thirsty once you see that cold drink machine. All along, you wasn't even thinking about anything to drink. But soon as your eyes made contact to that machine, or to that little refrigerator that they have there today, that little refrigerator, you know, that little freezer, soon as your eyes made contact to that freezer, oh, why not get something to drink? Yeah. Yeah. Yes. These are the tricks. These are the tricks that God is trying to show us how we don't have to be subjected to. We don't. Yeah. People, God is talking to all of us. He's talking to us this day. We need to open our eyes. And this is what the Lord is saying. We who are spiritually asleep, we need to wake up. Glory to God. This is what he's saying. Emotional shopping always leads us with our hands out for help. We always are going to be short because of the emotional shopping, the emotional picking up on things that we don't need. Yeah. And most of the time we're drained from the emotional shopping. Satan has robbed us. Yeah. He's robbed us of our peace. And most of all, he's robbed us of our joy. Yeah. Turn with me to, and that's John chapter 10. John chapter 10, and we're going to see in chapter 10, we're going to go to verse 10. And it says, simple. It says that the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and destroy. Now, if you think about, okay, you could deal with a little stealing from you, right? And you could deal with a little things, certain things being killed off. But to completely destroy you, you know what destroy means? You will not come back. There will never be another you. You're going to be completely destroyed. He is going to wipe you out. That's his plan. Just wipe you out. No more you. Destroy you. Are you listening? Yeah. That's the ultimate. That's the ultimate plan that Satan has for all of us. No matter who we are, no matter where we are. And God says that he comes, the believers, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And so when we have it abundantly, that means we will have riches. We will be blessed. And we will have blessings. Yes. But we cannot be an emotional shopper. Yeah. What happens if there is no abundance? If there is no abundance, then it simply means we have been robbed. Yeah. We can't even give our tithes. We can't give our tithes, something that we're supposed to be giving to the Most High God, to the church. We're scratching and we're trying to figure out, how can we do that? Why? Because we have been caught up in the tricks that Satan has put in place. Yeah. What are you teaching your children? What are you teaching them? To lie about buying something? Oh, really, when you think about it, you're teaching them to lie, period. And this is what God sees. He sees at it as just a little bitty thing, and you may look at it as a little fun, you know, thing we plan. God sees the bigger picture. How to hide things, and we think it's okay? Listen up. God sent me to your ear today. To your ear today. He is not pleased with what we are doing. He's not pleased. Yeah. Confusing our kids? Yes. Remember, Satan, who is the thief, he gets your mind and he has all of us under full control. Once he gets your mind, you're under control. Yeah, you don't hear anybody else, but you hear him. So, what else is God saying about this? What else could God be saying to us about this? Yeah. So God is saying today, he's coming. He's coming to set you free. And he says, free from the bondage of the tricks and the schemes. Free so you can rise up and be accountable for having the credibility that only God gives to the believers. Are you with me? In Leviticus chapter 10, you don't have to turn there. I'm just going to tell you about it. In Leviticus chapter 10, Aaron had two sons. Well, he had four, but two of them was working with him in the temple. And they were priests, and they were priests that God had allowed Moses to anoint and bless them and consecrate them, and they were the ones who would go in the presence of God. And so the rule for going in the very presence of God was that God was holy, and God was not going to receive an unholy sacrificial offering. So that meant when you came into the presence of God, there should be nothing with a wrinkle, nothing with a blemish, nothing with a spot, nothing that was unholy. Are you listening? And one day, it only took one day, these two brothers, yeah, remember that the priests always had their wines. They always had wine. They always had wine. Wine was always present. So one day, these two priests begin to enjoy too much of the wine before they were actually going to give it to the rest of the congregation. And so when they begin to go into the presence of God, this particular offering, this time, was unholy. It was unacceptable in the presence of God. Why? Because it was tarnished. It was unholy. Because they weren't even themselves when they were doing this. Very moment, right in the temple. What am I saying? I'm talking to the believers. I'm talking to those who love the Lord. Yeah. God wants to come back for a church. That's what he says, huh? He says he's coming back. Coming back for a church. He's coming back for you. He's coming back for me. We are the church. And he don't want us to have not one spot, not one wrinkle, not one blemish. Yeah. And so this here, what the enemy has come in and plagued us with the emotional spending, emotional shopping, and has caused us to become in a serious state of bondage, God is saying he wants to set us free. Anybody want to be free? Hallelujah. I want to be free, Lord. Show me how to be free. How to be free, God. Show me how to be free. Yeah, yeah. Show me how to be free. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 8. We're going to go right to verse 17. We're going to go through verse 17 through 21, and I'm going to do it really, really, really quickly. Mm-hmm. And verse 17 says, I love you. I love all who love me. Now, who you think is saying that? God. Those who search for me will surely find me. Mm-hmm. I can attest to that. Yeah. He said, here, I am. I can attest to him loving me. Because what we're hearing today is him showing us how much he loves us. Yeah. Verse 18, he said, unending riches, honor, wealth, and justice are mine to distribute. Did you hear that? This is not just no God made out of stone who can't move, who can't reach out and relate to us. He says he has riches, he has honors, he has wealth and justice. And he wants to distribute this to us. But what are we doing? When we get the riches, when we get the wealth, we're running with the emotional spending and we're shopping. And many times we're buying things that we don't need. I hope this is helping someone. It helped me. It really helped me. And what it did for me was it began to show me when I get into a store. If you pay attention when you get into a store, time you enter into that door, there is what retail call store music. Uh-huh. Psychologists call it's the store music. And this particular music is designed to lift your spirits and enhance you to shop. So when I told you earlier that we were dealing with spiritual as well as physical, and we are. And so the believers should wake up and be aware of what's going on. Yeah. No longer do we need to be emotional shoppers. Look at verse 19. He says, my gifts are better than the purest gold. My wedges better than sterling silver. Are you listening to what he's saying? Look at that. Yeah. Pure gold. Can you imagine that? Yeah. When I saw this, I said, wow, look at this. My wages. So that means the money that he would allow you to make is better than sterling silver. Yeah. Look at that. This is God. And he's saying to us that this is a gift. He didn't say you had to earn it. He didn't say you had to go out your way to try and get it. But just be who he has called you to be. Glory to God. Look at that. Verse 20. And he says, I walk in righteousness, in paths of justice. So there's no need to be crooked. There's no need to be underhanded. There's no need to be hiding things from other people, teaching kids how to do the wrong stuff. No need for any of that. All of that are tricks of Satan, who has come in and set us up. Just one little door, just one little crack has been open. Yeah. I used to hear people say, give them an inch. What? They take a what? We used to say a mile, but today they take a whole town. Forget the mile. They take a whole town. Take a whole family. Yeah. Take a whole church. Glory to God. Look at this. No need to be unrighteous. We don't have righteousness in church, and we sit there and we hear righteousness things are being taught to us, and then when we leave church, we become some other person. No, we are the same here and when we leave. Because remember, we are the church, and wherever we go, the church moves too. Glory to God. 21, those who love me, they inherit wealth, for I fill their treasures. Glory to God. Look at that. I'm going to try not to holler loud. If you love me, you're going to inherit wealth. Now, that, can you love him? Can you show that you love him? By receiving this lesson today and designed to make a change. And realize this emotional shopping has to stop. Yeah, that you have been tricked for the last time. Yeah, I have been tricked for the last time. Trickster will no longer live in me. Come on now. Come on now. Glory to God. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians. We serve an almighty God. He's awesome. He's awesome in everything he does. Yeah, he's awesome. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And it says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all significance in all things. What I'm saying here, just stop right there. What am I saying? Yeah. He's able to make all grace abound. Grace. Many times we talk about grace and mercy. Grace and mercy, they go together. Grace and mercy. So here we see he's going to allow grace to abound. So the grace is going to be here tonight where he's going to forgive us for the things that we have done. Why? Because we are going to repent for doing this. We're going to repent for being an emotional shopper. We're going to repent for teaching our kids to hide things and lie about it. We are going to repent so that grace, glory to God, will abide. Are you listening? So grace is going to abide with us. Hallelujah. Yeah. It says, whenever we need money or possessions, we pray. That prayer, he says, prayer is the answer. That's what we do. Whenever we're in need, we're talking to the believers now. The believers know this. Look, all sufficiency in all things may abound in every good work. The work has to be good. The work has to be good works, righteous works. Can't be any unrighteousness. Glory to God. Anybody listen to what? Are you really getting this? And you know what? And if you're sitting there and you're saying to yourself, oh, she's saying all that. Look, I can't do that. When I get in the store, oh, that music sounds good, and I just forget about, hey, God is trying to set you free. And he says in his word that whom the Son set free is free indeed. You no longer have to do that. If he's telling you that he sees what has happened and he's telling you to be free, glory to God, and he's going to lead and guide you through his Holy Spirit, but all you have to do is desire it. All you have to do is want it. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. I desire to have a closer walk with God. I desire to go in a store and look around and pay attention. And I did. I looked over at that case, and I saw people coming in line who didn't say anything about a drink before until they saw that machine. I saw that. Glory to God. And God is trying to show us that we can have control. We can take our control back from the enemy. Take back what he has stolen from us. Yes. Look. Look to the Lord, because he will provide it according to his will. Now, he said he's going to provide this. Look at that. Our job, our position is to pray and ask for it. The scripture says, he says that we have not. We don't have anything because we don't ask him. Simple as that. We don't ask him, so you don't get. Don't assume that God knows that you need something. He wants you to move your lips. He wants you to get into his presence. He needs to hear it from you. Stop assuming. This is not how it is. This is when you have a relationship. You talk. He talk. You listen, and he listens. Glory to God. If you need something, ask him. Let's go to Proverbs 21 and 20. Glory to God. God is awesome. God is awesome. Proverbs 21 and 20, and it says, the wise have wealth. Now, I want you to listen to this. I need you to really bookmark this. Bookmark it, because this is something you need to look at. Not just today, but you need to look at it, and you need to put it somewhere. Put it somewhere on your desk. Put it somewhere where you could see it with your natural eye. It says that the wise have wealth and luxury, but fools spend whatever they get. Look at that. I'm going to say it again. The wise have wealth and they have luxuries. Fools spend everything they get. Look at that. Glory to God. What is God saying to us? We're out of control. We are out of control. We have allowed the enemy to come in and steal from us our joy. We think we have joy. We don't have joy because now we're trying to figure out, can I borrow money from somebody because I went in the store and I saw these things on sale? And that is not what God wants us to be. He doesn't want us there. He wants us to have enough. He wants us to have enough. He wants us to be able to share with others. Glory to God. Look at this. Proverbs. Proverbs 23 and 3. It says, get the truth. And he said, when you get the truth, now look at this. He said, don't ever sell it. Don't sell the truth. He says, also, get wisdom, get disciplined, and he says, for us to get discernment. Now, what am I talking about? When I say wisdom, to be able to make wise choices, to be able to make wise decisions, yeah, to be able to have wisdom enough to hear from God, to know that, did God say I need that? Did God say put that back? Have wisdom. And the scripture says about wisdom, he said, if you lack wisdom, he said, it's easy. All you gotta do is ask for it. Easy. Look at discipline. What is discipline? Discipline is really having control. Having control. And tonight we know that we have been out of control. If we are emotional shoppers, emotional shoppers. I just remember the other day when I was in the store, I used to go in the store with a list. I write it down before I get in there so that way I would know what I need to pick up. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that way you know in advance, these are the things I need, okay? And you stay with your list. But it was strange that this lady came up to me and she said, oh, you have a list, huh? And I find it very kicks because whenever God gives me something to share, I'm going to have an experience with it personally myself prior to teaching it. And so she said, oh, you have a list. And I said, yeah, I have a list. She said, I have a list too. But I know a lot of times when I'm in the store, and I go home, my husband asks me, honey, why you didn't stay with just buying stuff on the list? And she didn't know who she was talking to, and I didn't say, oh, I'm getting ready to teach about this. But I had to laugh because that is so true. And she stood up there and she said to me, she said, and the reason why I get things that are not on the list, it's because I get in the store and I see something on sale. Emotional shopping. When she said that, I was just taken back because it affects all of us. It affects all of us. It's a combination. It's the spiritual as well as the physical. It's the shopping music that the retailers have in place, and at the same time, it's the trick of Satan. So we have a lot of things going on when we go into the store. It's not just one. But what God is saying to the believers this day, he wants us to wake up and he wants us to be aware of what's going on. We need to be aware and that we can just buy what's on that list. Yeah, I've gone in the store and just picked up three items and I was determined, three things. Yeah, three items. That's all I needed. And I stayed with three items. Yes, it can be done. And God, if God said it, God knows it can be done. Yes. Remember, he is our Savior, and he loves us, and he wants the best for us. That's all he wants. He wants the best for us. He came that we may have life and that we would have life and have it more abundantly. Satan came for just the opposite. He came to rob, steal, kill, and destroy us. Yes. So remember, in these lessons, in this particular lesson, Proverbs 21 and 20 and Proverbs 23 and 3, these verses are verses that we must remember, that the wise have wealth, and they do. If you ever take time and study a wealthy person, most wealthy people be walking right by you. You never know they're wealthy. They're not riding in a limo or they're not riding in a Rolls Royce. Sometimes they have on tennis shoes, have on shorts, and they're walking right by you. And then they don't even carry a whole lot of money. You wouldn't even realize that they're wealthy. See, for some reason, the emotional shopping has taken us into an area where it's destroying us and it's bringing us to a place of lack. Yeah. And God is trying to bring us to a wealthy place. That's what he says. In Proverbs 21 and 20, he said, the wise have wealth and luxury. He said, but the fool spends whatever he gets. If he get a dollar, he's going to spend that. He ain't going to wind up having nothing. He's not going to even hold on to the dollar. Listen to what I'm saying. God is your father. He is my father. He loves us. That's why he gave me this lesson. That's why he gave me this. To talk to you. To talk in your ear this day about having self-control. About how to stop being an emotional shopper. And if God said that, if he's calling this to your attention, because he knows that, he sees all, he knows all, he knows you're doing it. So he's telling you, it's time to stop. It's time to stop. Yeah, because Satan is leading you now into teaching your children bad things, because you're teaching them to go put that up before daddy comes. I'll go put that up before mama come. I don't want to see it. All that ching them, the wrong things. But yet and still you're sitting in the pews or you're teaching Bible study or Sunday school. That's double standards. A double-minded man, the word says, is unstable in all his ways. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What we need to do tonight is to repent. I just need you to repeat this wherever you are. Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I have sinned in this situation. I have become an emotional shopper. I lay it all to you this day. I lay it at the altar. And I ask you to come into my heart. Oh God, please forgive me because I have sinned. Clean me up, Master. Clean me. Show me what I need to see. And I'm going to be careful to give you all the praise. I'm going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name. He is God. And besides him, there is no other. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah to you, God. Hallelujah, Lord, for just loving us so much, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to God. You see everything. You watch everything we do. Oh, Master, we are grateful. We are grateful, God. We are grateful, God. And we know, Master, that you said that you wish that no man would perish. You want us all to come into a place called repentance. And this is where we come in right now. We want to repent, oh God, for being caught up in a situation where we are emotionally shopping, buying things that we don't need. Master, we ask you. We ask you right now, God, to forgive us for our sin, oh God. Allow us to go back into right standards with you, Master. That we're going to serve you, oh God, our entire days. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. It is so easy to be an emotional shopper. It is so easy to go into a store and spend what you don't have. And God is saying to us, we don't have to be caught up. We don't have to be caught up. We don't have to be destroyed. We don't have to live in a world where we are lacking. No. Because he comes to supply our every need. So I hope this day, those of you who are listening, that you will not just overlook this, to really begin to look at yourselves and see how this is true for you and how you can make a change, how you can step forward and make a change and really begin to see, open up those spiritual eyes that God has given you. And see these tricks. Look at the tricks. Look at the tricks. Yeah. There are several other impulsive things that we do. And God is continuously showing me what we do. How Satan has come in and tricked us. And God wants to set us free. Yeah. So we ask you to just be blessed. In the name of Jesus, and Pastor George will be back again on next Sunday. Mm-hmm. And, of course, God's Favorite Ministries is Friday evenings from 7 to 7:30. And we look forward to you coming and sharing with us. And if you don't have the time to come in on that Friday evening, you can always go into the archives and pull up the lesson for that week or weeks that have gone on by, because in the archives you can go back, I don't know how many months it is, but you can go back and pull up some of the teachings. Yes. And we just thank God for technology today. Yes, we do. We thank him. Mm-hmm. And we ask him to continue bless and keep you. So I want to just say a prayer for you and bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Lord, for this opportunity that you have given us to come together, Master. Master, we ask that you bless our listeners, God. Bless them, O God, when they come in. Bless them when they go out. Bless them when they rise up. And bless them when they sit down. O God, we ask that you bless their children. Bless their household, God. Bless everything that they lay their hands to. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Because we're going to be careful. We're going to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. And it's in Jesus' holy name. His holy name. Hallelujah. Yes. He is an almighty God. He is the King of Kings and he is our Lord of Lords. Mm-hmm. So the next time you're in the store, pay attention to those checkout. Pay attention to the checkout counters. Look at when you go get gas. That's easy. That's you can look at that too. When you go pick up, just to go get gas, they have all kind of things for you to buy. And God sees this, and he wants you, the believer, to be aware. To be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of those tricks. Yes. Glory to God. Yeah. And the kids. And a lot of times they have things that are low. So the children could see them. They don't have it so high. Pay attention to those things. Yes. Yeah. You will no longer be in darkness. God has a plan. And don't forget to read that Proverbs 21:20. Good night.